I love talking to AB, not just because he's from Monroe, but that helps because we love our Monroe guys, but because he's so good at what he does. And he does a lot of different things. He's an announcer at games. He just got a lot going on. And I especially like it, of course, as co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr., along with our next guest, A.B. Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6 on WJR. And you know what we're calling about, Anthony, is the Pistons head to Cleveland, up 2-0 on the Cavaliers, beating them last night. What a game, 107-97. Cade Cunningham leading the way again with 25 points, 10 assists. Was a scary moment in the first quarter where it looked like Tobias Harris went down with a hip injury after being crossed up by Cavalier star Donovan Mitchell. Harris did return to the game, scored 21. It was good all the way around. Don't you say the same, Anthony?
No, it was incredible. You know, Paul W., the thing about the atmosphere last night inside Little Caesars Arena, the place was just jumping. I mean, every seat was packed. People were waving their towels. It was loud, and everybody was there for basketball. You know, a lot of times you get in pro basketball games or pro sporting events, people are walking around. This was about as locked in as I've seen a crowd since the Lions were in the playoffs. I mean, it was... the atmosphere was undoubtedly the best. And to see Cade Cunningham have the game that he had, where he shoots 50% from the floor, has 25 points. I mean, he was all over the court, and especially defensively. You know, when your best offensive player is that committed on the defensive side of the floor, it sends a message to the rest of your team. And he plays so hard on the defensive side of the floor. Then you have a guy like Asar Thompson who might not light it up on the offensive side, but then you look at him and how good he is defensively. I mean, they put James Harden in a blender. James Harden, I mean, that guy's a turnover machine right now, and he just can't help himself. He looks so dejected there at the end of that game. I mean, once again, he has another contest where he has more turnovers than made shots from the field. I mean, it's just perplexing. If they didn't have Donovan Mitchell, they would be absolutely toast. And you think about the Orlando series, Paul W., the lessons that they learned, how challenging that series was for this Pistons team, and how well this team has played since the Orlando series. I mean, you know, winning now, what, 5 straight games? It's been pretty incredible.
Really incredible. And kind of fun to watch Dan Gilbert. What an odd situation. Dan is the quintessential supporter of Detroit. And yet here he is in Detroit with his team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he's not going down easy. He bussed in busloads of people from Cleveland to fill up the arena, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, what a great gesture from a team sports owner. When you look at like what the Portland Trailblazers are going through, when their owner wasn't even going to buy T-shirts to hand out to the fans for their playoff game. And then you have an owner like Dan Gilbert who's like, you know what, I'm doing pregame meals. I'm going to bus fans out there. I'm buying your tickets. And he is going above and beyond. But isn't that Dan Gilbert? I mean, we see it firsthand here in Detroit. Yeah, that's who Dan is. Yes.
Lucky to have him doing so many great things for Detroit. And it's an awkward circumstance and situation that we're in right now, but he handles it beautifully. Game 3 tomorrow at 3 in Cleveland, and the good news is it'll actually be on NBC, just like the good old days, and everyone should be able to watch it.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the interesting thing about these television contracts and the way that everything has worked out, because they've made it so difficult for us all, right? And Paul W., if you're struggling to find the games, don't worry. We all are, right? I mean, we need to know what channel it is on, and if it's on Peacock, if it's on NBC Sports Network, is it on regular NBC? Is it streaming on Amazon Prime? Is it on ESPN? Do you even get any of these stations with your current cable package? It's just a mess. So it's great that it's on actual NBC. It's great that we are in prime time. And I really think, Paul W., we're going to have a legitimate chance here to be done in 4 games. I honestly do believe that. And I wasn't really sure. I thought that the Pistons would have a really good opportunity to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that it's a much better matchup than what Orlando was for us. But now I think that, yeah, this could be a 4, maybe a 5-game series.
Well, I've got Anthony Bellino with us, AB, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr. and Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6 on WJR. I think there's some potentially pretty good news regarding Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, I mean, all we can do is kind of cross our fingers and hope so, right? I mean, he's got the loose bodies in his elbow, and they were going to go in and try to arthroscopically, like, clean this up. And the big thing is here is the timeline, right? What is going to be the timeline? Because the reports are, is it going to be 3 months? Is it going to be longer than 3 months? Is it going to be shorter than 3 months? Like, what is the actual deal here with this operation? And really the big concern for me, Paul W., with Tarek Skubal is whenever this takes place and whatever the, you know, whatever the rehab process looks like to get him back up to full speed, when that takes place, will he be able to go again for the Tigers? Will his agent allow that to happen, especially if the Tigers are kind of reeling, right, and they're not back up to speed? So that's one of the things that I really am kind of paying attention to with the Tigers and the way that they're faltering right now, because things are slipping here a little bit. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we walked into the season thinking we were going to have a really good starting rotation and a really good bullpen, and the next thing you know, our lineup looks like an infirmary. I mean, we don't look like the Detroit Tigers. Paul W. looks like Henry Ford Health System.
I love you, Anthony. I really do. This is such a fine young man. Let me give you a little more. The rest of the story is our old friend Paul Harvey used to say, you're listening to a kid who's got so many jobs, it's unbelievable. But the one you never hear about that I talk about is that he's in the family business, which is a great one, Danny's Fine Foods in Monroe. And he, this is not made up, he is the butcher in the family business. And he gets up in the morning and he goes in and does what butchers do at Danny's Fine Foods. And I salute you for that, because you know how important that is to your family, and you juggle so many things, but you never turn your back on your back on your family. I know your family because I'm from Monroe. My mother, Sweet Marie, used to shop at Danny's Fine Foods all the time. So I know the story, and I love to tell people the story. How are things going at Danny's Fine Foods?
You know, it was great because I could feel Danielle was calling me. I could feel my phone vibrating in my pocket, and I was handing this guy 6 New York strip steaks over the counter. I said, hold on one second. I said, do you need anything else? Because I'm going to have to answer this call. I got to go on the radio. And he looked at me like he just saw an octopus or something. I said, no, I'm serious. I have to go on the radio here shortly. And he just was like, he was so confused by it. But yeah, then I made my way up to the office, and I walked into the office, and my mother walked out. And yeah, I'm sitting up here in my apron right now. It's great. I get to sit down, Paul W. You should honestly call me every day at this time so I could go kick my feet up here in this office. This is wonderful.
Well, this can be arranged. You know what I'm saying? You throw my way, a couple of freshly cut ribeyes, AB, and we'll call you every day at this time to get you out of there.
I like this. This is great. I got Marie Jr., my mother. She's actually walking down the liquor aisle right now. Hopefully she doesn't open one of those bottles. But if she does, maybe we'll extend this break a little bit longer. But then I got to tell her, we got to be on the radio a little bit later on tonight. So she better.
Nobody makes better cookies than your mom. And she used to deliver them when you were our intern a lifetime ago. Keep up the good work, Anthony.
Thank you, my friend.
Anthony Bellino, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr., weeknights at 6 on WJR. Nobody better. It's one of the best sports, well, it is the best sports talk program in not only Detroit, but in many, many markets. We continue Focus and our special Pure Michigan Tour. Stay with us.